With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. On Monday, the administration of President Trump, who falsely asserts that climate change is a hoax, canceled the appearances of three EPA scientists who were scheduled to talk about global warming at a conference in Rhode Island. Trump's EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt, a close ally of the oil and gas industry, has terminated EPA grants related to the study of greenhouse gas pollution. On August 23rd, the Trump administration abruptly canceled a $325,000 annual EPA grant to the Chesapeake Bay Journal in the second year of what was supposed to be a six-year agreement. This put the 27-year-old journalistic institution, which reports on climate change and other issues critical to the Chesapeake, in immediate risk of severe cuts or closure. In an email to the Bay Journal, EPA explained its move as a, quote, shift in priorities, unquote, by the Trump administration, but offered no more detailed reason. U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland said he sees a troubling possible link between the Trump administration's political position on climate change and its efforts to kill a respected science-based publication.
Oh, there's no doubt that under Scott Pruitt's leadership, the EPA has gone on a witch hunt against anything related to climate change. In other words, they've barred their scientists from participating in conferences on climate change. They've scrubbed their websites. There's a very anti-science, anti-evidence bent in the EPA under Scott Pruitt's leadership.
Last week, Senator Van Hollen and Senator Ben Cardin together sent a letter to EPA Administrator Pruitt asking him to restore the funding for the Bay Journal. Here's Senator Cardin.
There's clearly hostility in this administration to independent reporting, to First Amendment issues. There's also a hostility towards facts and science, which is, of course, the basis of the Bay program is based upon best science. So clearly, we have seen over and over again that the Trump administration wants to control the information rather than allowing the independent evaluation of information.
Carl Blankenship has been the editor of the Bay Journal for all 27 of its years in print. He said the publication has always been vigilant in maintaining editorial independence despite the federal grant. Absorbing a $325,000 cut, however, could be devastating, Blankenship said.
It's about 40% of our budget, and obviously it has the potential to have a profound impact on staffing. It's certainly a lot to keep me awake at night about.
The Bay Journal is not going down without a fight, and has been talking with philanthropic organizations about possible replacement grants, and is appealing directly to the public for help. You can subscribe to the Bay Journal for free at www.bayjournal.com and also make donations through that site to keep it alive. Especially at a time when most other newspapers and TV stations covering the Bay have slashed their reporting staffs, those who care about environmental issues know it would be a profound loss to have the voice of the Chesapeake silenced because of a change in the political climate. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.